With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli aircraft continue hammering away at suspected terrorist targets in Gaza. At the same time, Israel has agreed to allow humanitarian aid to flow to civilians in Gaza, provided it does not ultimately wind up with Hamas. Israel and Ukraine are on the agenda for President Biden when he delivers an Oval Office speech this evening.
The president will discuss his visit to Israel and America's unwavering support for the Jewish people in the aftermath of the brutal Hamas assault. He will also reiterate his backing of Ukraine against the Russian invasion. And the president is also preparing to ask lawmakers for an expensive aid package, something he's sure to mention in his primetime address.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The U.S. military isn't discussing it, but Syrian opposition activists report there have been drone attacks on American troops stationed in that country. Also at SRNnews.com, perhaps the third time will be the charm when the House votes today on GOP Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House.
Over 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy was removed as Speaker, the House remains in limbo. The House held a second round of voting for Speaker on Wednesday, but Jordan failed to reach a majority on the floor, drawing one less vote than on the first ballot. Speaking after the vote, Jordan was undeterred in his quest to reach 217 votes and flip holdouts. The House is expected to hold a third Speaker vote on Thursday at noon. Without a Speaker, the chamber is effectively frozen. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Russia's foreign minister Lavrov proposes regular security talks with North Korea and China. Lavrov spoke in North Korea, where he met dictator Kim Jong-un, as well as Kim's top diplomat. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 30 points, NASDAQ features up 11. This is SRN News. Pro-life activists have their work cut out for them in Ohio.
Next month, voters will consider an amendment to the state constitution that would grant largely unfettered access to abortion at any point during a pregnancy. Two recent polls indicate that nearly 60% of Ohio residents will vote in favor of the measure versus only 33% who will vote no. Pro-abortion forces are spending big money to influence the decision with less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italian lawmakers have voted unanimously to back a long-delayed project to build a Holocaust museum in Rome, underlining the urgency of the undertaking following the killing of Israeli civilians by Hamas terrorists this month. The measure includes 10 million euros in funding over 3 years for construction of the exhibits and 50,000 euros in annual operational funding. The project to establish a museum first envisioned nearly 20 years ago. This is SRN News. A Homeland Security officer placed on leave in a case that raises questions about the vetting of agency personnel.
The move was made after 36-year-old Najwa Ali shared extremist anti-Semitic content online. It's also come to light that the asylum officer for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services previously served as a spokesperson for the terrorist group Palestinian Liberation Organization. The Daily Wire report also exposed years of anti-Semitic posts, including one in which she expressed disdain for what she referred to as Israeli and American privilege. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Not only is Donald Trump leading his Republican presidential rivals in the polls, he's crushing them in the race for campaign cash. While he has spent at least $20 million this year on legal expenses, he still has more money socked away than his top rivals combined. More details at SRNnews.com.